A reviewer remarked that a new novel set in San Francisco's Sunset District of the 1950s was marked by, and I'm quoting now, fear and repression, political, sexual, and racial. From a photo I saw, the author is far too young to know the 1950s and the Sunset firsthand. He's on my turf. I loved growing up in the Sunset sand dunes. The reviewer went on to say that the story of a marriage looks back at a period that we tend to misremember as one of innocence and simplicity. Misremember? There seems to be a lot of that going around, a seeming determination to make the 50s look terrible. Happy Days is dead, TV shows like Cold Case and movies like Revolutionary Road form a kind of cinematic re-education camp. The 50s were a time of innocence and simplicity for me, thanks to my parents' story of a marriage. If they felt repressed and unhappy, they never gave me a hint. I'm sure Cold Case writers would insist they stayed together for the sake of the children, which isn't so bad considering that the children were raising their own kids when death parted Grandma and Grandpa. They say World War II veterans are dying at the rate of 1,000 a day. Pick up an obituary page and read the true stories of marriages. Men and women of long unions who survived the Depression, beat fascism and communism, and sacrificed for children who, if they became writers, seemed to specialize in fiction. No generation is perfect. I doubt I'd even call them the greatest. But I grew up with hope and faith in the future, assuming that every child goes to bed knowing their parents will be there for them in the morning. Can we say that now? With a perspective, I'm Jim Clifford.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.